This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part thanks to Scott Innes, DC Trip Select Energy, North Dakota Bankers Association, Continental Resources, and Canary. Also brought to you in part by Schweitzer's $100 meat bundle. Still four to choose from. So now that you got your Christmas money and all that stuff, you got to get stocked up. So proud to sell North Dakota raised beef. Daryl, don't give me that look. You got to put something underneath that bacon. That's where you put the hamburger patty.
Bacon makes everything better.
Right.
Absolutely.
But if you just have bacon on a bun, and
it's a wonderful thing.
Put some beef underneath that thing. Corn-fed, grass-fed, and all-natural raised beef processed at our butcher shop, Silver Outlet Store in Bismarck at 625 South Washington, right by Running. Stop and check out our homemade assorted country-style sausages, burger, all cuts of beef, pork. Happy now, and more. Call them at 751-0319 or stop by Schweitzer's at 625 South Washington, Bismarck. What's in your mind? And Daryl Lees is in.
It's good to be here again. And, you know, every time.
You never eat beef, huh?
The last, I eat some beef, you know. We raise.
I just want to put something underneath that bacon.
We raise cattle, like too, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what you put under that bacon? A plate.
They stack a whole stack of bacon. I'm a guy. We just have it in our hands. Food. We don't need plates.
You got to put it on a plate when you bring it out of a pan.
Just give it to me. My hands here. It's fine. I don't need a plate.
Well, you know, so they're covering a lot of different things there. You know, beef, pork, lamb at Schweitzer's.
Yeah.
I went in there last time after we got done reading that. You had me curious. I hadn't been in Schweitzer's place yet over here. Wherever it is, down by Runnings, down there somewhere,
yeah,
whatever
South
street
Washington,
that is.
625 South Washington.
And so I went in there and tried some of their beef jerky. So there you go. Yeah. And
the pigs
were really
crying
good,
back in Douglas.
Yeah, there we go. They're going, yay, we live another day.
Traitor.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking all wrong here. Those pigs are happy you're eating beef.
Yeah. It's like the chicken
get
that
to
says.
Play another day.
It's like the cow that says, you know, eat more chicken. The Chick-fil-A ad. So, shameless self-promotion of a restaurant that I think does a wonderful job and love their values. So anyway, moving on from there.
Silly listeners, segues are for kids.
Yeah, segues are for kids. Anyway, so having the pleasure to be president of the most effective ag organization in North Dakota, NDFB. I get to work with folks like our next guest here. And Heather Lang has just been appointed by President Zippy Duvall of the American Farm Bureau Federation to the Promotion and Education Committee. And I've got to tell the listeners out there, we had two extremely good candidates that wanted to have the nomination, wanted me to write a recommendation letter for them, because that's the way the process works. And they were so good that, you know, I talked to the staff and I said, you know what, I think we need to set up a committee to look at these applications without names on there, because I knew both of you very well, Heather. And like I said, we were honored to have two very highly qualified candidates want to seek this.
Yeah.
And so we set up a committee, one from the eastern part of the state, one from the central part of the state, one from the western part of the state, that, you know, we're going to be very neutral and unbiased in picking it. And you came out of that committee as a recommendation, and I had the privilege of writing a recommendation letter to President Duvall and Zippy, as we call him.
Yes.
and we were fortunate enough that you were selected to serve on the American Farm Bureau Federation's Promotion and Education Committee. But let's hear a little bit about you. And one, how did you get involved in farming? Because you kind of were a city girl.
I was, okay. Yes.
And then two, how you got involved, what was kind of that first marker that really grabbed you in NDFB and set you on this path of advocacy that you're on right now?
Sure. Yeah, I was a city girl. But at about the age of 13, my aunt and uncle, who happened to live in Botno, they had taken me in for the whole entire summer. And it was just something that happened out of the blue, and they were at my house, and I invited myself, basically, and said I wanted to go to their farm, and I wanted to work, and so they let me every summer, and I told my mom, I said, I will marry a farmer. I like the work ethic, and I like the morals, and the family base of them, and so that's how I got started, loving the farming, and they raised Columbia sheep, is what they raised, so I would do everything with them, from throwing bales and the 4-H and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's neat. And then from there, you held true to marrying that farmer.
I did.
And a gentleman and a friend, and that I call a friend by the name of Lucas, is the most lucky guy on earth, isn't he?
I don't know about that, but he is definitely a gentleman, and I got extremely lucky.
He will be texting me, I bet.
No, yeah, it worked out great for me. So we were high school sweethearts and set up by our best friend, and it worked out perfectly. So,
and you have three children.
Three children now. We live out in Sterling, so we raise pigs and small grains.
Hey, Todd, did you hear that?
Pigs. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure you heard that.
Yeah.
You should have a bell that goes off every time.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner. Bacon
winner,
dinner.
Winner, yeah, there you go.
So Heather, you've taken to that farm. You've worked that farm with your own hands. You're a daily participant in it. And then come that next segment where both you and Lucas became involved in NDFB. And what was kind of that signature, you know, event or signature thing that kind of motivated you guys to become even more involved in NDFB?
Well, it was funny. It was we didn't really have an association with Farm Bureau prior to the one event. We went to the Young Farmer and Rancher Convention probably 13, 14 years ago. And someone had mentioned to my husband that it would be something that we would probably be interested in. And so we had attended. And after sitting through the convention all weekend long that happened to be held in Bismarck, we had decided that it was definitely something we needed to become more involved in. And they stood for everything we stood for. We got to speak to like-minded people. It was just really, really good and refreshing. So.
Well, and so there's a perfect segue into talking about the upcoming conference.
Absolutely.
That same conference we have coming up again at the end of January.
Yep.
The 25th and 26th right here in Bismarck.
Yep, at the Ramada. So up in North Bismarck. It'll be starting that Friday in January 25th. And we will have a whole bunch of different speakers. Some of them is our Dr. Gary Sides. And then we also
Todd, you need to be paying attention here when she says this next one.
All right.
And we also have Miss America, Kara Mund, also coming in.
Yet another woman not returning my calls, just like so many.
Oh.
You're how old, Todd? You should be used to that by now.
Oh, I know. No, trust me.
Yeah. So those are a couple of our main speakers that are coming in. And we've got a whole bunch of different topics that will be discussed throughout the breakout sessions. We've got mental health and stress management. That's been a huge thing.
It's a big deal right now.
Yep, that really needs to be addressed and talked about. We also have a painting session for those who like to do that. Estate planning, butchering basics, all types of stuff, egg related.
Bacon, Todd. Butchering basics is code word for bacon.
We love our bacon.
I know where bacon comes from. Daryl's talking to me like I don't know where bacon comes from.
So Heather, you know, so from that first Young Farmer and Rancher conference that you went to, you and Lucas became very active, and you became actually active on the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee and served as co-chairs of that committee.
Yeah, at that very first conference we ever went to, towards the end there was an election process, and they were looking for the YFNR chair for our district. And we had gladly taken it on. So So we had decided, like I said, that it was something we really wanted to get more involved in and thought that maybe this was a great way to do it. So we kind of jumped in head first, which is great for us because that's what we like to do. So we jumped in head first, and we've been on many different boards and positions since then within Farm Bureau. So it's been 13, 14 years for us.
Yeah, and so Heather currently sits on the Promotion and Education Committee that we have at NDFB, which is what qualified her to one of the things. That's one of the main requirements is
right.
You got to be a member of that. Yeah, to start the qualifications to be appointed to the American Farm Bureau P&E Committee. And like we just said, they spent 3 years on the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee. And so her advocacy, we're going to talk about her advocacy and you know, Heather kind of coming out of her shell. I've had the opportunity to watch her grow over the last 5 or 6 years and become more of an ag advocate each and every day. We'll touch on that after the break. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. It's What's On Your Mind. We'll be back
here
shortly.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to health care or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza's Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's in Your Mind, brought to you by Schweitzer's, 625 South Washington. Stop by and get your pork and beef and beef and beef and beef. Also brought, to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Makes more than just the best pillow ever. Why just for your head? What about the rest of your body? He makes mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows, travel pillows, and sheets. 10-year warranty. Oh, by the way, 30% off when you use the promo code SCOTT. Plus, he'll give you two standard MyPillow's absolutely free. Call them. 1-800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT for MyPillow. Get the MyPet pillow. You need a MyPig pillow, Daryl.
A MyPig pillow?
Yeah. You can use the MyPet pillow and we'll just cross out pet and put pig.
Put pig in there, yeah. So,
no chickens or whatever end up on that thing.
I wonder if I could get a royalty from Mike if I can sell that through the swine industry out there.
Ooh.
Think about that. We've been visiting with Heather Lang, newly appointed to the American Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee. Sits on the committee here at NDFB that we have, which is a small group of leaders, one from each district. We have 9 districts in the state, so she's in an elite group there. And now an even a more elite group being appointed to the American Farm Bureau Federation P&E Committee. And this is all about advocacy and helping get the word out and get the message out of, you know, what agriculture is and doing some of that myth busting of which at our Young Farmer and Rancher Conference or our winter conference this coming year, Dr. Gary Sides is going to talk about some of those myths surrounding, you know, anything from animal protein to, I mean, he talks about salt intake and all that and how we've been misguided throughout the years on things. So when we're talking about that, we're doing this messaging, you know, tell us, Heather, share with the listeners a little bit, you know, some things that you had to overcome, you know, to become an efficient and a very good advocate, I would say, that you are right now for agriculture.
Well, thank you. There was quite a bit that I had to overcome. I had to first overcome everything within my own mindset. I thought that because I didn't come from a farm and I didn't grow up with all this stuff that, I'm not as educated as everyone else. And so therefore I was afraid that I would say something wrong or say something silly or whatever it may be. And so I would just kind of keep most of my stuff to myself and I was real quiet and I just kind of listened to everybody else and didn't say a whole lot. So that was the first thing. I had to overcome that. I had to realize that it didn't matter if maybe I did say something silly or whatever it may be. But I had to make sure that I was voicing my opinion and getting my story across, because my story is not going to be the same as everybody else's story, which is, to me, the most important part. Everyone is different. So.
Well, and that's something in agriculture, and that's been part of my my thing, being involved in NDFB, the opportunity to serve as a leader, and I, it's a great honor to be able to serve as a leader of a 27,000 member family organization. And that was the one thing is in my mind was to help empower and support our membership.
Absolutely.
And because we all have a unique story, we all have a unique situation or circumstance. You raise pigs, I raise pigs.
Yeah.
We do it in different ways.
Right.
Which isn't bad.
No.
Neither one is right or wrong. And I think that's the biggest thing in messaging right now about agriculture is, whether you're natural, organic, conventional, traditional, whether you're, you know, limited inputs, precision, whatever it is.
We need them all.
There's a room and a place for all of them.
Yep.
And it's to get past that fighting. It's that segregation, mm-hmm. That is real easy to buy into as a farmer and rancher.
Right.
But those segregation and those wedges are most of the time started and created and driven by organizations and people that don't like us, mm-hmm. Animal rights extremists, environmental extremists.
Yeah.
And they start a little movement and all of a sudden you get a small group of farmers and ranchers going, yeah, I kind of agree with that. But they don't realize who's leading them around.
Yep.
And so getting back to factual based, in that story, that personal story to make that emotional connection to know, what you're doing on your farm, you're giving to your family, your kids,
yep.
and why people can have confidence in it to give to their families who live in the cities or maybe live out in the country but aren't associated with agriculture.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And so, when you're out talking, you go to a lot of schools.
I do.
And
I try to.
And that's That's one of the things. I don't know what the decision was made on by that committee that I selected, but I can imagine that was one of the things that really stood out is your school involvement. You're going into the school, sharing with those elementary kids, sharing the factual books that are out there sometimes with them, taking those to those schools, sharing your story, sharing, you know, taking questions from them,
which
making them understand. Why is that so important to you, that segment of advocating and messaging?
Yep, for a couple different reasons. I mean, the kids are our future. And if I feel like if I can get through to the kids the actual fact, they're more open to listening than maybe so grown-ups or adults. So if I can get those kids connected and interested in listening, they always take that home to their parents or their grandparents or their daycare providers or whoever that may be. And so in a way, I'm touching two different groups, the younger kids and then the adults. And education is key because, like you said, there are so many myths out there about agriculture right now. And we just need to bridge that gap between the misconceptions and the unknown truths of agriculture. And I just love going into the classrooms. I love preparing presentations and lessons, and then I read them an agriculture book, and I leave that with them in their classroom. That is provided by NDFB. They sponsor those. We leave them in the classrooms to make sure that they have those, and we do a lesson and a little activity, and they love it.
So do you have a teaching degree, Heather?
Absolutely not.
And I wanted to point that out because I think there's a mindset out there through academia, and there's a mindset out there through just the general population that the worthiness of being able to teach only comes with a certificate that says you're worthy.
Right.
And that is so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching can happen all day long in many different places, in many different ways. I don't know. I've seen some really unintelligent people come out of very good teaching situations.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder, do we need to get back to more of a just a common message, a base that is easy to understand, comes from a quote-unquote layperson instead of an educator? That outside-of-the-box presentation is what gets talked about a lot by those kids.
Right.
And they take it in. They're like little sponges.
Yeah, they do. And I actually have a lot of the teachers tell me that, you know, the teachers might teach on the subject that I may be coming on, or be coming in to talk about, but they do it in a much different way, and the kids don't absorb it. But when I come in and talk about it, they seem to always absorb it, and they talk about it for quite some time.
Well, and it's out of the normal, and kids like that, too.
Yes.
The refreshing thing to come in, it's different. So thanks, Heather, for being with us today.
Thank you.
We've got a half hour left here, folks. We'll be back right after the break. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. Call us.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite a meeting at the White House yesterday, there was no progress made on ending the partial federal government shutdown that's now in day 13. After that meeting, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
"It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown."
President Trump and Republicans insisting on $5 billion in any funding bill that would end the shutdown so that the border wall could be built. Democrats refusing to give that money up. Although today they're going to try to end the shutdown when they regain control of the U.S. House in a matter of hours. Democratic leaders have a couple of votes scheduled on a package of bills that could possibly end the shutdown. Democrats assuming control of the House for the first time in several years, and Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected as Speaker of the House. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by clickety click click click, get to the right. Get to the right. What did I do with it? Steve Hallstrom, what did you do? Take my thing here?
I did not. I'm guilty of many things. That's not one of them.
I got it. Well, anyway, he's live in Frisco here. And, of course, What's Your Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Meanwhile, you brought the weather with you from North Dakota to
yes.
Frisco, Texas. How did that manage to happen?
I'm not really sure. It must have snuck in our suitcase somehow. Yeah, we're going to have snow here later today, they're saying.
How about that?
This is why we came down here, to get away from that. But
wait till Saturday, because it's as mild as it'll be in North Dakota this Saturday. It's going to be even more mild in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, they're saying we may not get quite this warm on Saturday, but they're saying possibly 70 by Sunday. And Saturday doesn't look all that bad either. But the deal is the weather today, all those Bison fans driving down, they may run into some freezing rain, some snow as they make their way south. It's 33 degrees in Frisco. We're at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas. It's 33 right now. Temps, they say, will drop throughout the day. So the high temps in Bismarck and Fargo will be warmer than what we get here today. But tomorrow things start to warm up, and by Saturday we're expecting 62, lots of sunshine. Should be a great day for football. Our coverage of the Bison in Frisco is brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. Also want to say thanks to Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and PetraServe USA. All big Bison fans say go NDSU. So the first interviews of the day are underway, and our sports director, Evan Giddings, had a chance to visit with a few folks, including none other than the head coach of the Bison. Evan, how'd you pull that off?
Oh, well, it was a bit of a crapshoot down there. Everyone's just kind of set up, and fortunately enough, Chris was able to grant me some time and was able to chat with him about a couple of things. But we'll start off with the challenges first and foremost of the team he's playing on Saturday in Eastern Washington.
Challenge is they're a tremendous football team that's playing really well, a really dynamic offense with a great quarterback that can beat you with his feet in any play, can beat you with his arm, and we have to eliminate explosive plays. And then a defense that is really opportunistic, they create turnovers. They've done a really good job of complementing their offense that has scored so many points. It's going to be a four-quarter game. It's going to be a great football game.
And finally, I know you're a guy that is much so in the moment and focused on day-to-day stuff. When do you think will be the time when you can finally look back and reflect on this season?
Hopefully within the first year, but I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I've never reflected back on the 2014 season or 2015. And unfortunately, and that's part of our profession, I know this. I'm going to enjoy and relish this time with those 24 kids. That will mean the world to me.
That was Chris Kleiman, of course, talking about his relationship not only with the rest of the team, but particularly with this group of 24 men that came in, were very much a part of his life early on, and his NDSU tenure began with them, recruiting them, his initial class, and had a chance to speak also with a couple of those other guys, one of them Dan Marlette, a linebacker from Minnesota, and spoke about the tradition of winning when he got here, understood what it was on paper, understood kind of the things that NDSU was able to accomplish, but didn't really ingrain himself until that first season, and it is something that I think was a prevalent message throughout the majority of everyone on the team, not only the seniors, but everyone in this group. It took them a couple of months from the time they got off campus to the time they started to go through their fall training and understood what it means to become a Bison. I think that's something that Chris has firmly implanted in this program and expects to be moving forward, of course, with Matt Entz taking over next year.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, the big storyline yet to develop here is when will Matt Entz fill out his coaching staff? That may take place after this weekend. Typically, there's some visits that go on at the national championship game. That's coming up here on Monday night. So he may be settling a few things, finalizing a few things then. So that's the big one we're kind of wondering. We know who's going with Chris Kleiman to Kansas State. We don't yet exactly know who's going to have what roles. There's a lot of rumors going around that Grant Olson, who's a linebackers coach at Indiana State, might come back, former Bison player, to have a role in this defense, maybe as defensive coordinator. Tyler Roll, one of the offensive assistants and former Bison great, there's rumors that he might be getting some serious consideration for the offensive coordinator job, so there's a lot of storylines yet to unfold, so some good stuff there. Now, fans traveling down are going to notice some new amenities this year at Toyota Stadium. They've just finished a $60 million improvement project to install new video boards, a new sound system, new press conference and media area, and some new seating as well. The place still holds about 20,000 people, so the capacity has not really changed. But if you're coming down, it's going to be a sight to see, because there's some really cool, those video boards are really solid. The Road to Frisco, sponsored by Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. They are the presenting sponsor of our coverage from Frisco. Also want to say thanks to Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and PetroServe USA. Daryl, so from a rainy Frisco, Texas, and maybe later today we'll say a snowy Frisco, Texas, we'll send it back up to balmy Bismarck.
Well, it's, you know, I'm glad that we can outdo Texas on the temperature today. I'm perfectly fine with that, by the way.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
I think we've seen our high temperature for the day already.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, you know, that's it'll be warm inside all those places where the festivities will kick off when more and more of those Bison fans show up down there today, and it'll the hallways will be full of people, because they definitely don't fit in all those little cubbyhole establishments they'll be going into.
Yeah, there will be a lot. The estimate somewhere between 15 and 17,000 fans come down here. Not all of them go to the game. Some come down just to tailgate and be part of the fun in Frisco. So it'll be a big crowd, and you'll start to see a lot of yellow in Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, probably starting right about now. A lot of fans come in this afternoon and this evening, a few of them Friday, but most try to come down Friday so they can enjoy a full day of preparations, if you will, on Friday before the game on Saturday. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff, so it's a little bit of an early start. So you got to get your partying in a little bit on Friday, I guess, if you're going to do it right.
Right. So is Evan still on with us?
He is, yeah.
Well, I'm right here.
So, Evan, when you got the interview with Coach Kleiman there, his facial expressions and things like that could you see it coming through? You know, he talked about this, sharing this special time with those 24 young men. I mean, what could you see, just, you know, that true conviction coming through, that true, you know, emotional thing that he really wants to do this for that group of guys that he's been there with from the start?
Oh, absolutely. He's such a personable guy. This is, I think, someone that if you just walked by him in the middle of the street and had a conversation with him, you wouldn't know that he was the head coach at one of the most successful football programs in the country. This is just a guy that is your everyday blue-collar worker, and I think that's the type of culture that he's able to continue to build and embody with NDSU, and I'm sure he'll take that and run with it at Kansas State, and they're a very fortunate place in Manhattan to be able to have him. Hearing him talk about those seniors and hearing him talk about them throughout the course of this year is something that has been continuous. And I think his connection to that group prior to his time, even knowing that he was going to leave, is something that was always around and was something that was always very available. You were able to see it pretty easily, and he's always been like that. That's just who Chris Kleiman is, and even for him to be able to sit down and spend, you know, 3 minutes with me when he didn't have to, I think that goes to show what kind of guy he is.
When you think about what he has done, and certainly he carried over what Craig Bull started here, but I think I might get this number wrong, but something like in their last 119 games, there are 111 wins and 8 losses.
Yeah.
111 and 8. That's ridiculous. Nobody does that. And for him to do that here, certainly he's had a lot of help. Certainly NDSU as a program is very well supported, but he deserves a lot of credit because it's one thing to get your program to the mountaintop. It's another thing to keep it there when everybody wants to knock you off, and he's kept him there.
Well, yeah, and I think JMU is a prime example. They got to the mountaintop 2 years ago, and they fell hard. And to sustain that, you know, king of the mountain, so to speak, for a lack of a better saying, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not impossible to get a good recruiting class or two, get a few breaks along the way, everybody stays healthy, and you're able to make a run for a year or two. That's very common. But to be able to make that last year after year after year, when you have people gunning for you, you're wearing a target on your back every time you take the field, it's something else. I think there's no way you can't take it for granted. I think everybody thinks when something special happens, don't take it for granted. Well, there's no choice. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
And Bison fans are as spoiled a fan base as there's been, certainly in FCS football.
yeah,
well,
I think
and
it's... Go ahead. Yeah, go for it. I was just going to say that, and to piggyback off of what Steve was saying, is, you know, this amount of winning is unprecedented. It simply does not happen, not only in football, but in most sports in general, to be able to put together that type of winning percentage and that amount of success and have it done in a culture and in a locker room that doesn't change. You don't really see a temperament change on a lot of these players' faces from the top down. The message emotionally and physically is relayed each and every day, not only on the field on Saturdays with what we see, but in talking to those guys every single day in practice. It's what they're preaching to their players, and it's hard to describe unless you're in it, but it's something that's, I mean, once you capture it, you don't want to let go. And to be able to do what they've done in this amount of time, in this short amount of time, really a turnaround, is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I just looked up the number. It is. Since 2011, 111-8, a 933
wow.
winning percentage, something else.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know, and that's, and I wanted to make a point, too, by asking you that question, Evan, about, you know, Chris Kleiman's, you know, facial expressions, body expressions, just the way he was talks about that team. And it's, you know... I got good friends that one of their sons starts on the offensive line there, that lost a daughter. He lost his sister a few years back, and that team came together for that family. They showed up. It was in August. They were getting ready to start the season, but they showed up. They came together. They showed that support for that family. It was. You know, you take the time you need to get things right in your family, and we're going to be there to support you with it. They didn't just talk about it. Team members and coaches showed up to support that family at that funeral, at that week, came to their house, came to their... And it's... That's what... I think that's the kind of thing that breeds success, too, is because you know that everyone there has your back no matter what.
Yeah. No, I completely agree wholeheartedly, and one quick example of that I saw this year is the final home game against South Dakota State in the FCS semifinal. After the game, you could see clearly the emotions pouring out of Chris, not for what he had accomplished, but for the amount of graciousness that he wanted to display towards the fans. I mean, that's where it comes from, and it's
absolutely
all genuine.
Absolutely. Well, you guys will be back on tomorrow with some more Frisco reports. Enjoy the balmy weather down there, and we'll hear you tomorrow with more reports. This is Daryl Leeson in for Scott Hennen. We'll be back right after the break. It's What's On Your Mind.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here, tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Scott Hedden went to D.C. The trip brought to you by Select Energy, North Dakota Bankers Association, Continental Resources, and Canary. And he did finally make it, but then they took his telephone away. Oh, they don't call a telephone anymore, do they, Daryl?
No.
Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Safety Council. Their 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference is coming up at the Bismarck Event Center February 20th through the 22nd, plus 2 days of pre-conference, the 18th and 19th, North Dakota's biggest safety event, 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions, including amazing hands-on training using multi-story custom-built training props in the arena of the Event Center. Training for everyone, construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, piggies, you name it. It doesn't say piggies, Daryl. I added that one.
You added that one. There.
If you're into safety, this is the event to be at. Early bird rates go through January 25th, so get it happening. NDSC.org, ndsc.org, and there'll be a big vendor show as well. Maybe we can get Daryl to bring a pig in there.
There you go. I don't know how that would go over. Where is that being held at again?
Bismarck Event Center. February 20th through the 22nd, pre-conference, 18th and 19th.
Well, they've had rodeos and stuff in there, so having a pig in there would be no big deal.
Exactly.
The first racing pig event we ever did, Todd, was inside the hotel in Minot, the Sheraton Riverside Inn.
In the hotel. Ticket pets were allowed?
And we got them a poolside room. And anyway, but that's the first one we ever did. Was inside the hotel in the wintertime.
That's funny.
And for like 15 years, they had a picture of that embossed in their bar, and that was their conversation piece. That bartender was just, he talked about that. That was their conversation piece for about 15 years.
So do you have support animal vests for these? So when you go through like airports and restaurants and stuff? This is my support pig.
I wonder if they'd get kicked off like that goldfish did or whatever the heck that was here about a week ago. Yeah. Don't ask me why I hear the dumbest thing for news stories, but I do. But anyway. So we aren't going to have Scott this time around. He was supposed to call check in, but as Todd said, they confiscated his phone, which I knew was probably about to happen.
Pretty much had to know, right?
But he's there in D.C. Covering the swearing-in of Congressman Kelly Armstrong and Senator Kevin Cramer. And so that's going to give us the full slate of Republican elected officials out there for our congressional delegation from North Dakota. First time in a long time, as Senator Cramer said earlier when he was on, you know, that's a historic moment. He was feeling that it was a pretty historic time and kind of proud to be a part of that historic time in North Dakota. And we've had some great updates from Frisco. And those of you that didn't make the trip to Frisco, you can be pretty proud of yourselves and bask in the near 40 degrees out here today compared to the 30 degrees down there today. So you can really talk smart. That's the reason I stayed home.
And then they're going to hang around on Sunday where it's going to be 70.
Well, we aren't going to talk about that, Todd.
Wonder how many people going to Frisco are going to call in sick Monday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it today because he didn't get back from Frisco. I mean, whatever line of crap they're going to make up. You know.
Yeah, it'll probably be some of that out there, but who knows?
Figure. Oh, well.
It's kind of interesting. We did have a couple texts in here. One that says, can we pay for the wall using Congress pension fund like they borrowed / stole from Social Security, which was withheld from our paychecks. Hey, you know what? If someone would get that message to President Trump, he'd probably consider it.
I'm thinking you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything is off the table for getting that done for him, because he's holding out. You know, we're gonna see who's gonna blink first here. The salt and pepper, Schumer and Pelosi,
whose job isn't getting paid for the federal government, who's expected to work but not get paid, that'll somehow be the president's fault, not the fault of Congress.
And Todd, you can just use that. You can just refer to the salt and pepper leadership out there, Schumer and Pelosi, the S&P.
The S&P. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I won't charge you anything for being able to use that, I just thought of that off the top of my head right now.
Need to make sure I consume more pork that day.
Yeah, just eat more pork. It's good for brain power.
It is, huh?
Yeah, bacon is brain food.
So you're gonna make that all bacon pig? How are you planning on doing that?
Yeah, we're gonna have to probably do a little genetic modification to get that done. But and then I wanna have that pig so that it tastes like bacon without having to go through the smoking and curing process. And man, if I could get that done, I can see billions of dollar signs in front of that.
And then you'll have to figure out how to make it pre-cooked so you don't have to actually cook it. It's just, pop in the microwave to warm it up and you're ready.
Hot on the hoof.
Hot on the hoof.
Yeah.
You're really trying to cut that farm-to-fork thing by as much as possible, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Farm-to-fork.
Yeah, so I've
got to... You can just slice it right off the pig and it still walks around and...
And it grows back.
And it grows back.
The regenerative pig. Boy, don't ever leave Todd and I alone for more than 2 minutes.
Self-replenishing pig.
Yeah, you know.
I love how you think, Daryl.
So I got a couple texts from what I thought were friends of mine out there that said, uh-oh, tell Heather she did a great job and you did okay. I don't know how there to take go. That. You know, I feel the love there. I tell you what, it's been a pleasure for me to be in here today.
Pleasure having you.
And congratulations to the new year happening here at KFYR and all the affiliates out there, 1100 to Flag and everyone else. This is Daryl Lease. I've been sitting in for Scott Hennon. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow.
Thanks to Select Energy, North Dakota Bankers Association, Continental Resources, and Canary for making the DC trip happen. More tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com. Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200 megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.